This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. State lawmakers are unveiling a long-awaited transportation funding bill at the state capitol today. It calls for fee increases to raise billions of dollars for road expansion and repair, electric vehicle infrastructure, and transit service across Colorado. If the bill becomes law, the new fees would be in addition to the state gas tax, which has been 22 cents a gallon since 1991. Colorado lawmakers are also considering a bill to block insurance companies from using personal information to determine insurance rates. It would make sources such as social media, court documents, credit scores, purchasing habits, and level of education off limits. It would also bar insurers from using third-party data to charge higher premiums based on personal factors such as race, gender, or religion. The bill is now headed to the Senate. A man whose campfire sparked a 45-acre fire in Park County has been arrested, CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Philip Riker stayed on the scene and called 911 to report the fire as four agencies and the Forestry Service responded on Saturday. Several campers had to be evacuated, and an air tanker and helicopter were flown in to help contain the fire. No one was injured and no structures were damaged. Riker faces charges of intentionally setting a wildfire and second-degree arson. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Pueblo is at 59 degrees, Grand Junction 66, Vail 47, Colorado Springs 52, Denver 56. This is CPR and KRCC.